it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, short work week because of the Labor Day holiday weekend. It's Thursday afternoon already. Tomorrow is free for all Friday. And yes, the NFL 2025-26 season begins tonight with Thursday Night Football, which you'll hear right here on WWL. So we're going to be talking about that. We also have a brand new sponsor. It's the Sports Brokers, and they're going to give you some really great information if you're into placing bets on teams. And the person we're going to talk to last season on Thursday nights went 13-3. It's coming up at about 3:30 this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on it's a nice Thursday afternoon in early September, but a little on the hot side, but there's a cool front coming through here over the weekend, so that's good news. Hey, we got to talk about this this afternoon. I, in my office just a few minutes ago, I got the breaking news that the Department of Justice is looking for ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns. Now, let me stop right here, because I get this on Facebook, I get this on Substack, I get this on social media. Why are you always talking about gays and trans people? I never go out of my way to talk about gays or trans people. But when there's something in the news regarding rights that Americans are supposed to have, and when it seems like a group of people is being discriminated against, that concerns me. So that's when I talk about that. I'm not gay. I'm not trans. I talk about these things, not that I'm standing up for my people. I'm standing up for fellow Americans. And there's a lot about all of that that I don't understand because I'm straight and because I'm not trans. And, you know, I don't care about the stupid. I mean, I do care because it's just so stupid. And I've started to block some people from Facebook and also from Substack because it's just stupidity. I mean, if I post a video and you want to say that I look like your grandmother, I would say you got a pretty cool grandmother. You know, I'm very happy with the way I look. I'm happy with the way I dress. I'm happy with who I am. I'm very, very happy with who I am. And, you know, if you want to criticize my looks, maybe you should have a conversation with God. You know, if you believe in God, God made me. I didn't choose to look like this. I'm very happy with the way I look, very proud of who I am. But, you know, aside from those silly comments, you know, I mean, I don't really want to care, but it just reminds me that people are so insecure and they gain security. They gain self-esteem by putting somebody else down. And I think that's a shame. And I know as I open the show today, in fact, I go out of my way to not open the show talking about the president or talking about transgender or the gay community. But when the Department of Justice is looking into ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns, I have to react to that. Because this really speaks to the great, incredible divide that we have in this country. And I said that on purpose, transgender Americans. You know, it's almost as if certain people are not considered Americans. There are some right-wing radicals. There are some MAGAites who think that, like, Democrats don't love America. That Democrats don't care about this country. That Democrats are basically un-American. I'm sure some are, in the same way that there are some right-wing radicals who are totally un-American. But this is the divide that we have to live with today, because I don't know what the hell's going to heal it. Trans people are Americans. But there are people that, again, it's party first. It's sexual orientation. it's race, it's whether you're trans or not. All of these things are more important in terms of defining somebody than being an American. If you are born in this country, you are an American. And somebody who is transgender is an American who deserves a right to own a gun. If you want to totally throw out the Constitution, then admit it. But don't be a hypocrite and say that transgender Americans shouldn't own guns. But this is a Stephen Miller classic. I can't prove that it comes from him, but I believe it comes from Stephen Miller, who is President Trump's brain. Stephen Miller comes up with this kind of stuff because of the kind of person Stephen Miller is. And Stephen Miller is a very intolerant, judgmental, to say the least, judgmental person. And the idea that the Justice Department is taking trans people and putting them in a special group of people who should not own guns. And so there are a couple of trans people who have been involved in shootings, mass shootings. That's really tragic. But we don't know if being trans made them do that. There's no proof there. And when you put the trans people who have been involved in shootings in context of all of the people who have been involved in shootings over the years, it's not even enough to worry about. I'm going to make this analogy once again, and I did it recently on Substack. And I got some blowback on this because people don't want to believe that this is an accurate analogy, but it is. When you see somebody arrested, and I know I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again because it's perfect. If you see somebody arrested for child pornography, tell me what they look like. Exactly. What are they? A middle-aged white man. So are we to assume that all middle-aged white men are into child porn? If you're a middle-aged white guy, should we look at you and assume that you've got child pornography at home? No, we shouldn't assume that. But that is exactly what people are doing with transgender people. That's exactly what people do with young black males. Because of a couple of news stories, now trans people are mass shooters. That's not true, but it works to feed that hardcore group of Trump supporters because they want to believe anything negative about trans people, because they're scared of trans people. Why? A trans person has no impact on your life whatsoever. Why are you so afraid of trans people? Why are you buying into anything negative about trans people that comes up? And Fox News and the administration, they are feeding you. They're feeding you this information. And people are accepting it. But just stop for a moment and think about what you're accepting. You're accepting the idea that somebody is a trans person before they're an American. What happened to being born in America? I, if you want to have a conversation about birthright citizenship, that's a different conversation. But if you are born in America, you are an American. I believe you're an American first, and you're a Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative second. And somewhere way down the line, a defining moment might be you're a transgender American. So this idea, this is nothing but Donald Trump feeding his hardcore base. He wants to make them happy because they give him money. They give him money. He puts something up for sale. He's got merchandise. They give him money. They gave him money to build the wall. And Steve Bannon stole some of that money. and went to prison for it. That's how honest he is. So I just, you know, I saw this breaking news and I thought, you know, I hate to open the show defending transgender people because people are going to think, well, that's all he talks about. That's not all I talk about. But this is important stuff. This is about basic rights in America, and it's about how we perceive people. And if you buy into this idea that transgender Americans should not own guns, then what you're saying is somebody being transgender supersedes them being American. And the truth is, in my opinion, you're not a Republican or Democrat first and American second. We're all Americans. But that's not the way people think today. Republicans, there are Republicans who think that only Republicans are good Americans. That is one of the most ridiculous farces that's out there. You're not a better American just because you're a Republican. You're not necessarily a better American because you have an American flag on your pickup truck or because you have an American flag outside. Having an American flag, displaying an American flag, that is not the definitive thing that defines anybody as an American. I mean, you could have the American flag out and cheat on your taxes. You could have the American flag out and cheat on your wife. You could have the American flag out, and that's not illegal, but you could have the American flag out and just be a total dirtbag. You could have the American flag out and totally disregard the respect for rights. And I don't think you're American if you don't understand the importance of our rights. Because the rights that we have through the Constitution from our founding fathers, that's what makes us Americans. So if you disregard that, I don't think you're a good American. But you have been built up by the right-wing conservative echo chamber to believe that only you are good Americans. Now, I don't speak for Democrats, but I'm assuming there are a lot of Democrats out there who are very patriotic. You can't steal the word patriot or patriotic if you're on the right. It doesn't belong to you. The American flag doesn't belong to you. It belongs to everybody. So, you know, if you want to react to this, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. How do you feel about the Department of Justice looking for ways to ban trans Americans from owning guns? I think this is appalling because I think above and beyond everything, transgender people are first Americans if they're born here. You know, I remember a few years back when there was the big debate over whether or not gays should parade in the St. Patrick's Day parade. That was a big controversy in New York. It was not a controversy in Ireland, the home of St. Patrick. And it was never it wasn't the same controversy there that it was here in the beginning, because in Ireland, you were Irish first and you were gay second. But in America, some people perceived it as you're gay first and Irish second, and if you're gay, you don't belong to be in the parade. In Ireland, if you were Irish, the hell with your sexual orientation. You're welcome to be in the parade. So this breaking news from the Department of Justice and the Trump administration about looking for ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns, you know, it's just another example of how the administration is looking for ways to feed the divide because they benefit from the great divide. And do you agree with me that you are American first and transgender or gay second, third, fourth, or fifth? Why can't we agree that we're Americans first? If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, how do you feel about this? Should transgender Americans be allowed under the Second Amendment to own guns? You know, and if you have an opinion and you've never called this show before, I want to encourage you to become an FTC, first-time caller. I've done this for many years. We like to recognize first-time callers, and it's real simple. You've just dialed the number 504-260-1870, and you and I are just having a conversation. It's that simple. So if you have an opinion, instead of just shouting at the radio and you want to, or to having a conversation with the radio, if you want to have a conversation with us, become a first-time caller. 504-260-1870.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Who is an American? Who is an American today? And why do people want to, like, even think about taking rights away from Americans who might be a little different from them? You know, Republicans and Democrats are different from each other. Whites and blacks, in many ways, are different from each other. We're all the same in a lot of ways, but we're different in many ways. Straight people, gay people, they have some differences. But why do we want to distinguish some people as being not American, not American enough to have the basic rights that we all have? And the Department of Justice is looking for ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns. And I think this is just absolutely appalling to distinguish between transgender people and Americans worthy of the Second Amendment. There are certain restrictions to owning guns. Should that restriction be transgender? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And if you are a first-time caller, let us know. We'd like to recognize you. Let's go to Harvey. Herm, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Herm.
Yeah, I sense the frustration in your voice, and hopefully I can get through this too without being too excited, okay? So what I'm going to ask of you is I'm going to describe a mass shooting for you, and if you can please respond back with, like, race and gender, and let's see if how many we can identify. You ready?
Okay.
Let's go way back to the Columbine shooting.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Race?
White.
Right? Race was what?
White.
Yeah. Male, right?
Yes.
What about the Arizona shooting when I can't remember the Congress lady from Arizona. Her husband's congressman now.
Gabby,
you know,
Giffords.
What I'm talking about.
Gabby Giffords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
White.
Exactly. Right.
White.
What about the Arizona theater shooting? There was a shooting in somewhere in Arizona in a theater way back in the 90s, too.
Look, I understand the point. We could go through many of those shootings.
Exactly.
The overwhelming number of mass shooters are white.
Exactly. Right, all the way up to now, even that major one in Las Vegas, where the guy was up in the hotel shooting down into a crowd of people at a concert.
The last mass shooting I remember involving an African American was an African American father or uncle and either his son or nephew.
Yeah.
And they were hiding in the trunk of cars of a car, and they were shooting people like along the interstate. And this was. It was the D.C. sniper. It was in the Virginia, D.C. area.
Exactly. Yeah. We can go through this. Sandy Hook, Highland Park, Florida.
Right.
We can go to the church in Charleston.
All right, so we've established.
We've temple in Pittsburgh, exactly.
All right. So we've established that. The great number are white.
So are we trying to ban white guys from having guns?
Of course not, because the Trump administration is trying to attract the attention of white males in particular. So, you know, Herm, it's frustrating.
It's like they do no wrong. It's like white guys do no wrong.
Well, it's
unbelievable.
True. It's not.
I know.
Not true.
I know. You and I know that.
Yeah.
But in the perception of some people, it is that way. That's why they accept everything he does.
Herm, I'm glad you called. I had somebody, you know, years ago. I've had a couple of people ask me, why have I turned on my race? I haven't turned on my race. I'm just honest about what I see. And I don't care if somebody's white or black or Asian or Hispanic. I haven't turned on my race, but I'm not going to excuse the behavior or dismiss something that a white person does because I'm white. I'm not going to do that. Let's go to Metairie. Mitch, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey. You know, I'm pretty much in agreement with everything that you're saying, and it's just a matter of, I feel like every decade or so, there's a new target of people that are trying to get their rights taken. You know, obviously back in, you know, during segregation, that was, you know, people of color, that was their main priority, was to oppress black people in America. You know, then you had, you know, Asian Americans during, you know, Vietnam and World War II. That was an issue. Then it became gay Americans. And then, you know, it's like sort of over time, people kind of just like, well, you know, you're not the target anymore. So now in this century, in this decade, it's transgender individuals who make up barely even 1% of the American population.
My God, I know.
And you have someone like, what's her name? She's that person that came in fifth place in a swimming race. Because the person she lost was like a transgender individual. You can have that conversation about sports or anything, but it's just a matter of, like, there's no protection for these people because it's such a small sample size of, you know, who lives in this country that is transgender.
Mitch, I think it's a good point, and what you're also saying is that it's a big win when you're trying to get the attention of maybe some less educated, basic types of individuals, average individuals, who don't understand trans. They're scared of it. They're afraid of trans people, and they think that trans people are so negative that maybe they don't even deserve to be an American.
Right. And if I could say one more thing, it's just a matter of whenever there's something like, you know, very surface level, you can understand it's like, okay, yeah, I don't agree with this sort of thing, you know, but I just want people to stop for a second and think, how does this affect me in any way? In a realistic situation where they say, how does this affect you in any way? How does someone being gay affect you? How does someone being transgender affect you? If your first response is saying, well, I don't want a trans person that goes to the bathroom with my daughter, or I don't want a trans person that goes into the bathroom with me, then you're not, I guarantee you, you have probably been in a bathroom with a transgender person and you didn't even realize.
I guarantee that every man listening has been in the bathroom at some point and there's been a gay person in the men's room right next to them. And what happened? Nothing. Mitch,
people just need to think for 2 seconds. That's all.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Well, that's the key. You know, people just instantly react on a primal level and they don't take time to think. Yeah, man, let's ban those transgender people, man. I don't like them anyway. They shouldn't own guns. We're talking about a fundamental right in America. We're talking about the Second Amendment. How can you deny that an American not have the same rights that you have, even if that American is different? This is the conversation in America today. I'm going to do a video, and I'm going to post it on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't done it yet, I would love for you to do it. I would love for you to be one of our subscribers. Just go to Substack, download the Substack app. It's free. And just go to Scoot on the Air, and I would love for you to subscribe. And you can comment on the videos that I post. Russell, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. I had a whole lot to say and stuff. But a couple quick notes. On the transgender issue, I ain't got no problem with gays or transgenders. The problems I have with transgender is in sports against other women and going in the bathrooms. And I understand what you said, without a doubt, that, you know, and sometimes in our lives we probably were in the bathroom with gays and or transgender. But my question to you right now, sir, is that, you know, you spoke about transgender and gay people, that you don't have a problem with them. And I got gay friends, without a doubt, and they're some wonderful people. I am a straight male myself, and I have no problem with the gay community at all. My question to you is, when you did that advertisement for that cologne a minute ago,
Yeah.
You made it a point to say that you was a straight man. Why did you make that a point to tell the public that you're a straight man? I mean, it seems kind of hypocritical to me that you would throw that out there. You didn't have to throw that out there. Your listeners know who and what you are. I mean, come on, man. You're left-wing Democrat all the way, brother. I mean,
Russell, I point that out because there are men, excuse me, and women who believe that if you are neat, there was a whole Seinfeld episode about this. You're neat, you're clean, you're single, not married. Of course you're gay. There are people that assume certain things if you have certain sensitivities. And so I was kind of mocking the idea that, you know, I'm a sensitive male, I want to smell good, and I'm a straight male. So I was just kind of mocking the idea of being straight and sensitive, that's all.
I understand. It didn't come out that way, in my eyes anyway.
Okay.
You know, I understand we all got our different views and stuff. By the way, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to give you a little extra treatment here. So, Russell,
I'm a Republican, too, so you might not want to be too happy.
I don't care. I don't have anything against Republicans. I don't have anything against conservatives. I share so many. I'm a radical moderate. I'm a registered independent. I share so many things with conservative ideology. But in the minds of many Americans, if you're liberal on one issue, for example, the legalization of pot, then people think you're some kind of whacked out liberal. If I defend gay rights because I believe that these Americans have the right to equal rights, I'm some kind of a whacked out liberal, when I don't think that's a criteria for judging somebody as a whacked out liberal. Russell, I do appreciate the call.
You've been on radio longer than I have, right? So when did I started to notice this week and the last 2 weeks, when did it become a thing that it just believed that if you are a conservative, you can't get through to a perceived liberal show, or if you're a liberal, they're not going to let you on a primarily. Cause like a lot of people call me, I know you're not going to let me on the air because this, that. When did that start? Because I thought it was more, you know, acceptable to say, hey, if you disagree, we would rather you call. But I started to notice, like, call screening, a lot of people have mentioned, you might not let me on the air because I'm going to say this. Like, no, we prefer that. When did that start?
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I don't hear that. When you know, you get that from the callers when they first call in. I don't know when it started, because we have always allowed people who have different opinions to be on the air. I think maybe they get that because there are many, many in the conservative media echo chamber that do not allow opposing views on the air. They don't want it. If President Trump had a talk show, he would not allow one opposing view. Not one. He would not allow anybody to disagree with him. Whereas this show, if you disagree, you're allowed on the air. Now, if you get stupid, we're probably going to end the conversation. And if you get real stupid, we'll end the conversation very abruptly. But your opinion has no bearing on whether or not you get on this show. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. More conversation about the National Guard coming to New Orleans. It's now a big national story. We have Democrats as mayors, but we have a Republican governor who is in love with President Trump. There's a real bromance there between Jeff Landry and President Trump. I don't know if it's reciprocal, but Jeff Landry is in love with Donald Trump and would do anything that Trump wants. I think Jeff Landry could, and we've got an article about this on our website, I do think Jeff Landry as governor could call out the National Guard if he wanted to, but he's letting Trump do it because he wants to, well, he really wants to be with the Trump administration. So he's trying to get Trump's attention any way he can. So I think he can call out the National Guard if he wants to. But he wants Trump, he wants to let Trump do it. So anyway, that's a conversation still going on. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll be right back on WWL.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It just saddens me to hear that groups of Americans are being separated from being an American because of who they are. The Department of Justice is looking for ways to ban. This is breaking this afternoon. The DOJ is looking for ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns. This is nothing but feeding red meat to the hardest core Trump supporters. But it is absurd. Transgender people are first Americans. And somewhere else down the line, oh, they're also transgender. But there is no legitimate argument to ban transgender Americans from owning guns because they're Americans. Let's get back to a few of your calls. Let's go to Homa. Scooty, you're on WWL. Welcome to the show. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's Scotty. It's Coleman spelled Scooty up here. He's used to typing Scoot rather than Scotty. So. All right, Scotty, go ahead.
I get it. Yeah, this is Scotty. I was just saying, you know, we do have to protect women's sports, and we do have to protect women's restrooms. Now, you know, as far as being, if you're gay, that's your life. You do what you want. But I think what happens is when you have these people that are trans and they get very upset when someone they can't convince that they're the opposite sex of what they are, and they get angry at it. Those are the ones that are hurting their own selves, you know, because they can't accept, like, you know, if I say, well, look, you know, I'm a man, but I'm going to say I'm a woman. And then you're like, well, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, you are a man. And I get very upset at you and I get in your face about it. Well, then I probably have a mental problem.
Well,
you know?
It's not, I don't know of cases where they're actually physically in somebody's face. But Scotty, tell me how a trans person affects your life.
Well, okay. So let's say if they stay out of the way, if you're a trans guy and you want to be a woman, we'll use the men's restroom. Stay out of the women's restroom because we have to protect their space.
But but a trans male's not after girls.
Well, they're not after girls. That's correct. So why you wouldn't want to be in a men's restroom if you're attracted to men?
Right. So, but you want him in the men's. Where do you want the trans male to go?
Whatever his blood type says that he is.
Okay. So no matter how feminine he looks, he should be in the men's room.
That's right. Okay. Because if you're attracted to the opposite sex, I'm straight. You understand?
Okay.
Just saying, yeah, if you're attracted to the opposite sex, that's where you'd want to be at anyway.
But you know.
So why would you want to put yourself with the women?
But you know you've been in the men's room with gay people before. You know this.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But Scotty, the question is, should transgender Americans be allowed to own guns? Should there be a ban on transgender Americans owning guns? That's
as long as they don't show that they would have a mental problem with other people, like not trying to shove it down your throat. You know, hey, you're using my wrong pronoun. This is what I'm going to prefer to go as. And if you don't go as this, then I'm going to make a big scene. Well, then they have the hostile.
Let me ask you this. Is the name on your birth certificate Scotty?
Yes. Yes, sir.
It is Scotty. Well, what if it were Scott and you decided to call yourself Scotty? Because there are a lot of people whose name is Scott and they want to be called Scotty. Well, why would you accept that then? They want to be called Scotty, but their real name is Scott.
Yeah, well, it'll be like a nickname.
So if somebody wants to be called a certain thing, you're okay with that?
Well, a nickname doesn't allow me to go into the women's bathroom.
Well, again, you know, this is a problem that is, you know, not really a big problem. It, you know, because men can go into the ladies' room right now. Pedophiles can walk right into any ladies' room because there's nothing to stop them.
Right, you'd be in trouble. You'd go to jail.
Well, if you got caught, but you can walk in. You could walk in. You could walk in and do your damage and get arrested later. But you could already have done your damage.
So I understand
but this isn't a real issue. I mean, there are isolated issues around, and I mean, I've had on one occasion in Seattle, in a public restroom, it was at the fish market area of Seattle. There was a guy who tried to come on to me, showed me his private part. He was at a urinal next to me, and he leaned over and he kind of came over into my space and showed me his thing.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get my attention, and you know, I just ignored him and walked out. But that's only happened to me once. It doesn't really happen that often.
Right.
But
right.
I really want to. You know, that's a different topic. I am against trans women in sports. So that's a different topic. I just wanted to focus on this breaking news about transgender Americans owning guns.
Yeah, owning guns, and that's what I was saying is that, you know, if you're a trans, like when you fill out a paperwork for a background check for a gun, it doesn't say, it'll say sex, you know, you're male, female, that's it. So they will never know that if you're transgender.
Right. So, I mean, as long as you, I mean, the criteria should be the same. I mean, if a straight person is a straight Republican shows signs of being a little wacky, they shouldn't have a gun either. I mean,
you need to get like an assessment. In other words,
mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Not. I don't mean show signs. I mean, if it's determined that they've got mental issues, they shouldn't have a gun either. Scotty, I've got to get to a break here. I appreciate the call. But yeah, think about that. Think about people want to call themselves. People want to be called certain things. I mean, why does that not bother people? You know, I don't. But again, somebody wanting to be called something else, that doesn't bother you. Somebody brought this up a few minutes ago. How in the world does a trans person impact your life? When's the last time a trans person had a negative impact on your life? I'd love to hear an example. And the question is, should transgender Americans be allowed to own guns? The Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. We'll continue this conversation into the next hour. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1976, the Kiss rock ballad Beth made it up to number 7. It broke into the top 10. It was Kiss's only U.S. top 10 hit. And once again, a hard rock band had a huge hit with a rock ballad. And we quite often feature rock ballads on the show because they quite often are the biggest hit that a heavy metal band has had. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. I'm not sure there's room for any more wrinkles on the face of Robert Kennedy Jr., but he might have gotten a few more wrinkles today. He was just grilled on Capitol Hill earlier today about the whole vaccine thing, and Senator Cassidy of Louisiana really kind of trapped him with a question and really got the best of him, and he tried to kind of explain his way out of it. And it was about the vaccine, and he was against the vaccines, but Senator Cassidy was brilliant because he got him first to say that he praised that Kennedy praised Operation Warp Speed, which was President Trump's plan to get everybody vaccinated, because President Trump at one point finally got on board with COVID and the vaccines. And Operation Warp Speed was the plan to get everybody vaccinated. So he got Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to say, oh, yeah, I loved it. It was great. And then he turns around and says, yeah, but you're against the vaccines. Yeah, but anyway, he really trapped him. So congratulations to Senator Cassidy for getting him to just admit that he's a total hypocrite. And look, to be honest with you, I'm not a doctor. You know, I don't know that much about vaccines. I know that I grew up at a time when we got vaccines. And, you know, I grew up a really healthy kid. And a lot of kids grew up healthy because of vaccines. And I continue to get vaccines. But if you're an anti-vaxxer, if for religious reasons or whatever reasons you become part of that group that is just totally against vaccines, you know, if that's the life you want to lead, that's okay. This is America. Lead that life. Be against vaccines. But, you know, don't be critical of other people getting vaccines if they want to get them. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Thursday already, you know, short work week because of the Labor Day holiday. And, you know, it's going to be nice. And since there are not a lot of clouds and since there's no rain, it's going to get hot. You just heard that in our forecast. So there was news breaking right before I went on the air. And, you know, I got a little passionate about it last hour because one thing that just really gets me passionate today is the idea that we're losing rights, or the idea of taking rights away from Americans who don't deserve to lose those rights. And when I got this breaking news right before going on the air that the Department of Justice is looking for ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns, I just think that's outrageous. And I don't know why or how anybody can support the idea that an American doesn't have Second Amendment rights, even if you don't understand or like that American. If you're a right-wing radical, you hate liberals. You hate Democrats. But they have rights to own guns. They have equal rights. They have as much right to own a gun as do right-wing radicals. But we somehow become so divided that we're going to take transgender Americans, which again is, this is for non-thinking Americans. This is for Americans who just respond in a primal way. Yeah, the transgender people, man, they shouldn't have guns. And that transgender guy, man, he shot up that school. Just because a transgender person was a mass shooter, if you put the transgender shooters in context with all of the other shooters, it is a group that doesn't even deserve recognition. And so while I'm not transgender or gay, and again, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, I want to mention it again. I do not look for reasons to talk about these issues. But when there is an issue about taking rights away from Americans, this is something that I'm always going to react to. I don't care who the group is. If they don't deserve to lose their rights, I'm going to stand up for that group. And so I'm standing up for transgender Americans. It's not something I want to talk about. I had other things set to talk about today. But I think this is an important issue because we're talking about American rights. We're talking about the Second Amendment. And this is something that is so close to the hearts of so many people on the right. And I am a Second Amendment supporter. I am a gun rights supporter. Now, there are limits, and there should be limits. And there are some Americans who, because of their behavior, do not deserve to own guns. But being transgender is not a behavior that should excuse somebody from Second Amendment rights. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oak and Hart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, I'm really excited that Thursday Night Football is opening the 2025-2026 season. Tonight, you'll hear the game here on WWL. The Super Bowl champions who won the Super Bowl right here in New Orleans, the Philadelphia Eagles, are hosting their NFC rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. And you know how much we love to hate the Cowboys. I hope the Eagles wipe them off the field. I hope Jerry Jones goes home embarrassed. I don't know what it is about that guy, but he just invites hate, doesn't he? I mean, it's so easy to like just not like Jerry Jones and want him to be a loser. And I guess, you know, when you're just, sometimes when you're, it doesn't have anything to do with being rich. It has everything to do with being rich and really obnoxious. And if you're rich and obnoxious, man, people don't like that. So, you know, yeah, I hope the Philadelphia Eagles wipe him off the field. But we're going to talk to a new feature on our show, a new client, thesportsbrokers.com. And Kevin Todd is the president and CEO of sportsbrokers.com. He was 13-3 last season on Thursday Night Football. He's going to give us a pick at about 3:30 this afternoon. All right, let's get to some of your calls. If you want to join us, the Oak and Hart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke, our senior producer, is trapped in an office with office work this afternoon. Coleman is our studio producer. And let's go to Angela in Houma. Angela, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. I'm not sure if I'm going to say this the correct way, but I'm going to try my best.
I do that every day. I don't know if it's the right way. I'll do the best I can.
So my feelings is, no matter what you identify as, at the end of the day, you're a human being, and nobody should judge, and I'm not really a religious person, but God has the last say of judgment. And if they do that to them, then I think the police officers all have to go through an evaluation, emotionally, mentally, testing, before they're allowed to get a license or be on the force. I'm not sure how that works. But well, I think
there certainly is screening with police officers.
So if I went to get a gun and everybody says I'm normal, but what if I go into evaluation and it's like, well, no, she's too emotionally unstable to be able to carry a firearm. I think everybody should go through some type of testing before they're legally allowed to carry a firearm, because a normal person could kill somebody. They could snap one day.
Well, that's true. I mean, you could legally buy a gun and everything's fine, and something can happen in your life and it causes your whole brain to think about things differently. And, you know, then you become somebody, you've already gotten the legal right to own a gun, and you own a gun legally, but you have snapped and something has happened and you're suddenly a different person. And now you have a gun and you can go out and commit a crime. I think that happens in a lot of situations.
And then also, if they're going to go point out them, are they going to point out the people with the pronouns, like people want to identify as they or whatever, or they say I'm a cat, whatever. Are they going to go after them next?
Well, maybe. I that's another thing that bothers me about this. You know, I believe trans people are born that way, but what if they're not? What if somebody just chooses to be trans? I mean, this is America. You can be who you want to be as long as you're not hurting anybody else. And trans people are not hurting anybody else. We're not talking about, you know, men, born men, transitioning to a woman in sports. We're not talking, that's a different topic. In the restrooms, that's a different topic.
Right.
We're just focusing on this idea that transgender people, are being judged, and they really don't impact our lives. And I just don't know why somebody would be so offended by a transgender person, because it doesn't impact their life. And if somebody wants to be that way, why not say, okay, you can be that way? And when it comes to, well, I don't accept their pronoun, well, think about all the people who have nicknames. And
right.
You know, they want to be called a certain name, but it's not their real legal name. They want to be called a certain name. And we accept that. Well, what's the difference?
God forgive me for saying this, but some people are narrow-minded or afraid of the unknown.
That's right.
They will not get to know a person because, say, I'm a straight woman, but if I was a lesbian and I met you, and you were scared of me because of the title, but once you got to know me, I became a human being.
Right.
Not what my label is.
But it's a shame that I wouldn't perceive you as a human being first.
But that's how people think in America today. It's sad.
It is sad.
We're supposed to love each other and support each other and build each other up, not tear each other down.
I agree. Angela, I so enjoyed your call, and thanks for calling in from home, and have a nice afternoon. Let's go to Matthew in Covington. Hey, Matthew, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I just wanted to call and touch on this transgender issue.
Yeah.
I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, that we are going to take one situation like this shooting, which is terrible, but then now, like, target this whole group of people. You know how many straight white men have shot people? How many people have shot people? And then to make it a generalized thing, now all trans people need to be stripped of this right.
Right.
And it's not just judging, they're punishing these people, because this is the heat on the heels of them talking about them not being able to serve in the military. What does their orientation or their pronouns have to do with their ability to serve and protect,
you
or
know,
their ability to have a firearm?
If they can pass the requirements, then I say let them in the military. I don't think we should judge people because I don't look at the military as an experiment in social engineering. So there are some exceptions. I think the military is a very, very exceptional entity in our country. And everybody isn't for the military, and the military is not for everybody.
I agree. But to just say because you're trans, you shouldn't have that right.
Yeah.
Well, this one shooter was trans, so now all trans people, this right shift away. It's asinine.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, and I'm not wanting to get, like, the Republicans mad at me, but if you're, like, a MAGA Republican, and this is, like, you're so offended about these transgenders, going into bathrooms and whatever. It's like Donald Trump literally said he went into dressing rooms and it was like lurking at kids, young women, when he was doing them beauty pageants and mm-hmm. grabbing them by the vagina. So it's okay for that to happen, but heaven forbid a man in a wig, you know, someone that's transgendered, yeah. go to the bathroom. It's ridiculous.
It's an interesting debate in this country, Matthew. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you listening to our show. If you have a comment, you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And if you've never called our show before, I mentioned this once in a while, I would love for you to become a first-time caller at FTC. And I was doing this when I was on WWL in the early 90s and want to continue it now. That, you know, if you have a comment and you're talking to the radio, instead of talking to the radio, a lot of people might want to hear what you have to say, even if you don't agree with me. We'll give you a little special treatment if you call in. But if you've never called this show or if you've never called talk radio before, it's real simple. You've just dialed the number 504-260-1870. It's the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line. And we just have a conversation, but you're sharing your thoughts with other people. And, you know, if you've never shared your thoughts, maybe other people need to hear what you have to say. All right, we'll come back with more of your comments. And also, Coleman's got some text messages for you. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1986, Greg Allman was arrested in Bellevue, Florida. Police noticed that his 1985 Trans Am was weaving in and out of the road. He blew a .27. The legal limit was .10. He was charged with drunken driving and driving with an expired license. He was sentenced to 5 days in jail, ordered to community service, which he served by playing concerts, drug and alcohol-free graduation parties. He played concerts for the alcohol, drug and alcohol-free graduation parties. Now, see, I think that's unfair. Because, you know, Greg Allman is a performer, so all he has to do is just perform, do his job. A lot of people who do community service are out on the road sweating their butts off in the heat, picking up trash. And Greg Allman gets to just, you know, go up there and do a few songs? It doesn't seem fair to me. Anyway, he did his time, and just a month before, his solo album, I'm No Angel, was released. And here's the title track. Greg Allman understood he was no angel. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air, and if you do have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk-in text line is 504-260-1870. We're coming back, and remember, you are listening to WW.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
UL. Every day, the lies are coming from every different direction. It's kind of hard to keep up with all of it, right? It's just a way of life. Lying to advance your political agenda. I mean, I'm not saying the truth ever really mattered. I mean, I told this story years ago on the air about George Washington. You know, when George Washington chopped down the cherry tree, this is the true story. George Washington chopped down the cherry tree, and his dad came to him and said, George, did you chop down the cherry tree? And George says, Dad, if I don't lie, how will I ever get to be president? So, I mean, lying is, you know, pretty much part of the whole political process, but, you know, it's fun to call out the lying. And I think what bothers me is when you present people with just a blatant lie, they reject it if it doesn't fit their agenda, if it doesn't fit their specific political beliefs. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, hi, Scoot. Thank you very much. The ultimate irony about this whole situation is concerning Trump. His Justice Department is talking about banning trans people from owning guns. But let's not forget our disgraceful president, Donald Trump, is a convicted felon, 34 guilty felony counts. Well, federal law prohibits people with felony convictions from owning or possess or acquiring firearms. Trump is also prohibited from possessing a gun under state laws in Florida, where he lives, and in New York, where he was convicted.
Wow.
And the source of that is PolitiFact. Now, yeah. An argument could be made, I think, that trans people should, in some cases, be allowed to carry guns, because in recent years there have been a number of these radical evangelical pastors who have stated that gay people should be executed. So for self-protection, if this insane interpretation of the Bible spreads, they need to carry guns for self-preservation.
James, I appreciate the call. I mean, how ironic. President Trump's Department of Justice, and, you know, he okays this because he controls, you know, the Department of Justice is supposed to be, it's part of the executive branch, but it's supposed to act as a separate entity. They're supposed to be the attorneys for the United States of America, for the American people. They're not supposed to be the attorneys to just represent whatever the president is doing, but he sort of has taken it on as his own Department of Justice. But the DOJ looking for ways for transgender people to be banned from owning guns, and yet, ironically, Trump can't own a gun himself as an American because he is a convicted felon. And I love those preachers. I love those preachers who go around, you know, condemning gays and lesbians, and they have no idea what God's going to say to them when they die. And they're going to die one day, and they're going to come face to face with the God that they claim to represent. All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. On the issue of the National Guard deployments in Los Angeles, California Governor Gavin Newsom took Trump to court, and Gavin Newsom beat Trump in court. And now the path is clear for anyone else to do the same thing.
The District of Columbia is suing over President Trump's National Guard deployment. Soldiers have been patrolling in train stations, around monuments, and in neighborhoods. The district says that amounts to an involuntary and illegal military occupation. The federal suit comes after a judge in California ruled a guard deployment to Los Angeles in June was illegal. That ruling does not apply to D.C., where the president has more control over the guard. Just yesterday, he touted success here in the nation's capital because of the deployment.
Washington, D.C. is a totally safe city.
And says he's considering federal intervention in Chicago, Baltimore, New Orleans, and other cities. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, the District of Columbia is under the control of the government. So President Trump does have more control over D.C. than other areas. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. And now New Orleans is being mentioned as a place where Trump may send the National Guard. Another loss for Donald Trump in the White House today. A judge says that they can't shake down Harvard University for being too woke.
A federal judge reverses the Trump administration's cuts of more than $2.6 billion in funding research grants for Harvard. U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs has sided with the Ivy League school, ruling the cuts amount to illegal retaliation for Harvard's rejection of White House demands for changes to its policies. The ruling reverses a series of funding freezes that later became outright cuts. If it stands, it promises to revive Harvard's sprawling research operation and hundreds of projects that lost federal money. Harvard's lawsuit accuses the Trump administration of waging a retaliation campaign against the university after it rejected a series of demands in an April letter from a federal anti-Semitism task force. I'm Mike Hempen.
All of the big Silicon Valley titans are gathering in Washington tonight to have dinner with President Trump. Well, almost all of them.
President Trump will host top tech leaders at a White House dinner tonight, with a notable exception. The guest list includes Bill Gates, Tim Cook, Mark Zuckerberg, and a dozen other executives. Not invited?
Elon and I had a great relationship.
The dinner comes months after the president's public breakup with former ally Elon Musk. The dinner will be held in the newly made over Rose Garden, where the lawn's been paved over. There are now tables, chairs, and umbrellas. It looks strikingly like the Mar-a-Lago setup in Florida. A White House spokesman says the Rose Garden Club is the hottest place to be in Washington.
perhaps the world. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
All right, there's good news for those who would like to see the Democrats and the Republicans working together and who wonder why members of Congress get so rich after taking office.
A rare alliance is emerging on Capitol Hill in support of a ban on members trading stocks. A dozen House Republicans and Democrats who rarely agree came out Wednesday to rally around a new bill. It would prohibit members of Congress and their families from owning and trading stocks and require lawmakers to divest individual stocks and bonds. It's a step up from disclosure requirements passed in 2012.
I would note that President Trump has said he supports it.
Texas Republican Chip Roy.
And vast numbers of both sides of the aisle support this, and it is long past time that we move.
Tennessee conservative Tim Burchett got a fist bump from New York progressive Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
This body has been enriching itself on the taxpayers' dime, and dadgummit, it's got to stop.
It is one of those rare moments where I feel like Washington is working the way that it's supposed to work.
The plan seems to have momentum in the House, but may face a more difficult climb in the Senate. Jennifer King, Washington.
Bipartisanship. I haven't said that word in so long, I forgot how to say it. The Centers for Disease Control is in a state of total chaos, with the agency's director being pushed out just months into the job.
The CDC's former director is worried about the agency's direction after being ousted less than a month into the job at her confirmation hearing.
I will ensure all recommendations are backed by publicly available gold standard science.
But Susan Menares quickly ran afoul of Health Chief Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and was fired. She writes today in the Wall Street Journal Kennedy's trying to weaken public health protections, saying she was told to pre-approve recommendations from a vaccine advisory panel full of members who showed anti-vaccine rhetoric. Menares says public health should not be partisan, and she was fired for holding that line. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm not sure Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to make it to the end. I think at some point he's going to be fired or he's going to be encouraged to resign. But in his first term and in this term, I don't know what the numbers are, but I would be surprised if as president the first time and this time, President Trump hasn't had more firings and resignations than any other president. I'd have to check those numbers, but just based on what I see on the surface, Trump often nominates people for the wrong reasons. You know, just because someone is an avid supporter doesn't mean that they are the right person for an appointment. And Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being grilled on Capitol Hill today, he says he's just trying to make America healthy again.
We are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. This was their job to keep us healthy.
Thank you.
And I need to fire some of those people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
All right. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden says that Kennedy's time in office has been a disaster and he should be fired or forced to resign.
Robert Kennedy puts children in harm's way every single day in America. To my Republican colleagues, I must ask, what line must Robert Kennedy cross before some of you will also join this alarm?
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll get Coleman to read some of your text messages. An interesting thing happened on this day in 1969. In fact, I respect this band for doing it. The band, the Youngbloods, you know, they performed at the New Orleans Pop Festival, Labor Day weekend, 1969, in Gonzales at the Louisiana Speedway. You know, Gonzales, Prairieville, it was in that area. I don't know exactly what city. I think it might have been Prairieville, but it was in the Gonzales metropolitan area. Anyway, the Youngbloods, they rarely performed on, like, you know, TV shows, but they were appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Well, Johnny Carson said that because they were disrespectful, the band was banned, but the band says that they were scheduled to play two songs, their hit, Get Together, and also a new one. Well, the show ran long, and the producers said, you can't play the new song, so they walked out. So they weren't disrespectful. They were just trying to live up to what they were.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Promised they were going to be able to do play two songs. So I kind of respect him for that. You know, you're not going to let us play two songs. We're not going to perform. All right. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Tucker Carlson, who I have zero respect for, but I just find this just so strange. I wanted to mention it. Tucker Carlson is accusing Pete Buttigieg of being a fake gay guy, that he's not really gay, that he's fake. He said, I want to ask him some very specific questions about gay sex. Hey, Tucker, you seem pretty interested in that. You know a lot about gay sex, Tucker? You know about those specific questions to ask? Are you? Is he? Is Tucker Carlson? Anyway, so Pete Buttigieg came out in 2015, and 3 years later, he married his husband, and they have two children. Two adopted children. He was a presidential candidate for the Democrats. Tucker Carlson had ex-Fox News host and guest Michael Knowles on the show. And Michael Knowles said, I have a friend who thinks that Pete Buttigieg is a fake gay. And Tucker Carlson said, my gay producer thinks he's a fake gay. I mean, I don't know. Do you know for sure? No, you don't know. I don't know for sure. Because the only way you know is if you're spying on him. Because the only thing that makes somebody gay is, you know, that's the only thing that makes a person gay. Not what you wear, not what you say you are, not whatever. But, you know, it's not that easy being gay, even in the world today. It's easier than it was, but it's still not that easy. Why would somebody choose to say they're gay if they're not really gay? And he appears to, you know, live with this man who he says is his husband. I'm sure there are records of the marriage, which is legal. So I don't know what more you need than that. But again, I mean, you know, remember Tucker Carlson's the guy that said, you know, if guys suntan that part of their male anatomy, that it's going to increase their testosterone. That if, you know, you get that part of your body suntanned, it increases. So Tucker Carlson is a total whack job. But I thought this was just kind of funny that he and this former news host on Fox News and his guest on his podcast, Michael Knowles, are talking about Pete Buttigieg being a fake gay. We really don't have time for text messages, do we?
Oh, no, but I will say this.
Okay.
I would love to see the questionnaire that Chris Tucker uses to determine now whether somebody's
yes.
a fake gay or a real gay. Also, is there the same kind of question to determine if somebody's a fake straight or like how? Like, I would love to see the question.
Well, you know, maybe it could be the questions that you know the pilot in the show, the movie Airplane, asked. Like, so Pete Buttigieg, do you like gladiator movies? Do you like the smell of a men's locker room?
Here's nothing. Let's say Pete really is a fake gay, right? Yeah. Then what? Like, what was supposed to happen after that? Are we supposed to, like, are we going to get a discount at Arby's? Like, what's going to happen if we find out?
Nothing. I mean, all right. Nothing. All right. I just thought that was ridiculous. All right, I apologize. We're going to get to your text messages coming up right after the news at 3 o'clock. All right, we've got to get to another break here. Hey, look, it's a nice Thursday afternoon. Short work week because of the Labor Day holiday weekend. And it's the emotional end of summer, so we're kind of into fall. And, you know, bringing on that idea of fall, even though it doesn't feel like it outside, is that the NFL season begins tonight with Philadelphia hosting the Dallas Cowboys. And you'll hear the game here on WWL. They'll talk about this on Sports Talk this afternoon, live from the Treasure Chest Casino, and we'll tell you more about that. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2023, Smash Mouth lead singer Steve Harwell died of liver failure. He was only 56 years old. Wow. All right, coming up next hour, we have a couple things to carry over, but I want to talk about this mother who's complaining about a tradition from her husband's family. The tradition is shoving a child's face into the birthday cake. It's called cake smashing. And some of you may have known about this, or you may have had this tradition yourself. Apparently, the husband hated it when he was growing up, and he wants to do it now with their child's first birthday. 1 year old, you take the child's face and you just shove it in the cake, and then you let the kid just do whatever he wants with the cake at that point. It's a colossal mess. So we'll talk about that. And I guess there are maybe some traditions that you have decided are no longer appropriate, maybe in your family or maybe your spouse's family. I'll give you some thoughts about the latest new episode of South Park, which was on last night. Oh, and I saw the new Beavis and Butthead. All of that next on WWL. Good afternoon. We have been talking about the news that broke right before I went on the air. The Department of Justice is looking for ways to ban transgender Americans from owning guns. And I just think this is tragically sad that we are now judging these people as if they're not Americans and not entitled to rights just because they're transgender, when transgender people don't really bother anybody. Now, it doesn't mean that there are not some bad transgender people out there. There are bad people who are part of every single group. Whatever group you consider yourself to be part of, there are bad people in your group. But you don't want us to judge you because of the bad people. And there's no reason to judge transgender people because, for the most part, they have no impact on the lives of Americans. It doesn't mean that some Americans are not concocting some ways to make it seem as if they're some kind of negative influence in America. But the idea that transgender people are not Americans and don't deserve Second Amendment rights is just un-American and appalling to me. So we've been talking about that. Hey, I want to just go into the traffic center and see if Courtney P. is still with us. Courtney, are you still with us this afternoon? Well, she might be taking some traffic reports from somebody or something. Yeah, we haven't talked to Courtney in a while. I thought we would check in with her. So maybe we'll check in with her a little later. We haven't done it yet. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
Yeah, a lot of texts concerning the DOJ looking at trying to prevent trans people from owning guns. This text says, Trump wants the DOJ to ban trans from having guns. Now it forces Democrats to be pro-Second Amendment.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? But, you know, but the right, those on the right, it's not all of the right. And, you know, whenever I talk about these things, I'm never talking about all Republicans or all conservatives, because there are right-wing radicals that Trump is constantly feeding that do not represent the Republicans and the conservatives in this area or in this country. But it also forces those on the right who always stand up for the Second Amendment to take Second Amendment rights away from Americans. So it's kind of ironic.
This text says, apparently, with the hate being aimed at the trans community, I would recommend that they arm themselves for their own safety. It's sad to say.
Yeah, somebody brought that up earlier. And, there's some truth to that. You know, there's a lot of hate directed toward these people. And why? I mean, they don't really affect your life. And look, I'm going to say it again. I've said it two times today at the beginning of each hour. I do not look for opportunities to talk about transgender people or the LGBTQ community. But when a group of people, I don't care who they are being distinguished to the point where they do not deserve rights as Americans, I'm going to talk about that. And it just so happens that these are transgender people. And I'm not transgender, not gay. So I have nothing personal to gain out of this other than living in a country that is fair to everybody. And equality is a common denominator on this show. And so I'm just standing up for equality here for people who are first Americans. They were born here. They are American citizens. And the fact that they're transgender, that's no reason to take away their right to own a gun, the Second Amendment.
All right. Now, this text kind of encapsulates the large majority of the text. I'll just read this one. It says, I think y'all are missing the point. The government is equating transgenderism into a mental health problem, and the government is trying to prevent the mentally unhealthy from owning firearms because they may pose a danger to themselves or someone else.
Well, then they have also tried to make gay people mentally ill, or claim that gay people are mentally ill. So why not try to take guns away from gay people? I mean, again, this is a pattern. And it feeds certain Americans who are simple enough to accept this as something that is real and important.
Yeah, I was reading some of those texts, and they were saying how, like, they kind of agree about the mental, the instability of trans people. And it kind of reminded me of back in the day when they didn't consider black people to be human beings, or whether they was like three-fifths of a person. Like, they didn't, like, there was a segment of society a long time ago didn't even think that black people or people of color were humans. Like, there was completely different species of person.
Right.
And I think I'm starting to see the similarities with this issue.
And it's not that the battle of trans people or the LGB community totally equates to the battle that African Americans fought for rights in this country, but it is a fight for rights, and that's what the common denominator is. But you know, nobody's proven that there's not medical research that proves that it's a mental illness. There are some people who are saying it's a mental illness because it's convenient for them to explain something that they don't understand. And, you know, there are weird people in this world. There are people that I don't understand, but I'm not talking about taking any rights away from them. And so, you know, just the idea of taking Second Amendment rights away from somebody because they're trans, that just seems insane.
All right. This school says, concerning Tucker, dude, he needs to mind his bleep bleep business. Guys like him secretly hang out at Bourbon Street Pub. He should just come out now.
I know. He wants to ask all these real personal specific questions about gay sex of Pete Buttigieg. Wants to know if Pete Buttigieg knows the details, claiming that Pete Buttigieg is a fake gay guy. And so he wants to ask him all that. Well, how does Tucker Carlson know all those specific details that he's going to ask Tucker Carlson to determine whether or not Tucker Carlson is gay? I mean, whether or not Pete Buttigieg is gay. Interesting, Tucker. Maybe you're speaking too much. But yeah, Tucker Carlson is a total whack job.
All right, a few more of this one. It's from Monica and Algis. He says, this is really all just a distraction. People are people. Some people are good. Some people are bad. Let's just take down the priests who have diddled kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I love that idea that, you know, that people are people. And that's why I'm reacting to this. Not because it's a trans issue, because it's an issue of the Department of Justice talking about or considering banning Americans' rights to the Second Amendment. And that's not right.
A few scragglers that's kind of off topic. This guy wants to know, hey, Scoot, I asked a while back if you knew anyone that knew the traveling nomad, where the traveling nomad was. And they asked us to check his Facebook page.
You know, I think he kind of gave up his quest to reach Alaska. You remember the guy who was going up Airline Highway, Highway 61, Highway 61 actually goes to Canada. Can you imagine how long that drive would be? To take Highway 61 from New Orleans through Baton Rouge and just keep going north, take Highway 61 all the way to Canada.
Did I ever tell you the story about how I ended up in Anchorage, Alaska?
No, but I know you lived there briefly.
So I told this story to Ian. My mom and dad lived in Marrero, and my mom and my dad got a divorce. And my mom says, I want to get as far away as possible from you. So she packed up in the car. We got in a Pontiac Bonneville, and we drove through Canada to Alaska. Like, she meant that she got as far away as she could. So, yes, I can't imagine how long that drive was. And here's the irony. So 3 years later, she moved back to Marrero, only to end up in a house just like around the corner from my dad. So she ended up going as far away as possible just to come back and live around the corner.
Life is full of irony, isn't it? Yep. All right, let me mention that I wrote a blog yesterday. It is also linked to part of our show from yesterday, and it's about the Epstein files. It's titled, The Girls Know the Names in the Epstein Files. The girls are now speaking out. They're young women now, but these young women speaking out, they were the underage girls that were part of Epstein's world. They were the underage girls that older men were having sex with, set up through Jeffrey Epstein. And one of the girls mentioned Bill Clinton. Former President Bill Clinton was on a trip that they took to Africa. He was on the plane, according to this girl. But the girls know the names, and it's a blog. It's at WWL.com. It's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can read it and comment on it, and I respond to as many of the comments as I can. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So this mother has taken to Reddit, the Reddit community, to find a solution to her problem. Her husband is Mexican, and in his family, they had a tradition of cake smashing for a baby's birthday. And what you do is you take the child's head and you just smash the child's face into the cake. And then the child wipes the cake off its face and I guess eat some of it, and then the child just plays with the cake and can throw the cake and do whatever he or she wants to do with the cake. The father said he hated it when he was growing up. He hated it. He didn't like it. It made him angry, and he just didn't enjoy it. But he wants to carry that tradition on with his one-year-old for their first birthday. And the mother says, "I want to stop this tradition. And I don't know what to do because I want to discontinue this, but my husband, even though he didn't like it when he was a kid, wants to continue it." And, you know, I'm sure some of you had traditions when you were young that you stopped when you had kids because they shouldn't continue. You know, not every tradition should continue. If you want to share a tradition that you had when you were a kid that you stopped when you had kids, or if you want to share a tradition that was part of your spouse's family and part of their tradition, and it went on in your family when you had kids and were married, and you didn't like it, what was that tradition? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. If we get any text messages, we'll pass that on to you. Last night, I saw Beavis and Butthead, and I hadn't seen the new episode of Beavis and Butthead. What I saw was an older version of Beavis and Butthead, and Butthead had gained a lot of weight, lost a lot of hair, and Beavis has a lot of wrinkles and facial lines on his face, so they were clearly older. So I just saw the last part of it, and it was kind of intriguing because it was, you know, Beavis and Butthead had been gone for a while, but it is continuing now as if they're this age now, they're older now. And I thought it was kind of interesting. I mean, they're still just dumb as hell. I mean, whatever. I mean, they were just really stupid. Really, really. I mean, I think I lost about 5 IQ points just watching, you know, Beavis and Butthead. Coleman, did you ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
Oh, yeah. My mom used to hate that.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guys are pretty funny. I mean, there were some things about it that was funny. I love when they comment on the videos.
Yeah, they I was told that my generation, that's when the dumbness started to happen. Like it was cause of the dumbing down of America. Yeah. And it's kind of hard to argue because I did feel a little dumber watching it, but yeah. I enjoyed it.
I felt dumb last night watching it, but I did watch it. And, you know, but then there was an episode that came on a little bit later, and it was Beavis and Butthead, you know, regular. So are all of the new episodes with Beavis and Butthead older?
No, I think some of them they have flashbacks, some of them they flash forward. Like each episode is this different little entity.
You know, and speaking of gaining weight, it looks like Tucker Carlson has been hitting the local buffet, you know, Golden Corral. He's been hitting Golden Corral like a couple of times a week or maybe a day. I mean, he looks like he's put on a few pounds, but Butthead is a lot bigger and, you know, Beavis his age. Coming up, I'll tell you about my thoughts on the new episode of South Park. They had another new episode last night, and there was a big question about whether or not President Trump is having intimate relations with Satan. And they tried to answer this this question last night. There was a lot of speculation, and they did a depiction of Fox and Friends on the Fox News Channel, and they were discussing whether or not Trump was blanking Satan. So then there was Sean Hannity that confirmed the rumors. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Also, coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have a new feature on our show from the Sports Brokers. It's Todd Kevin. I'm sorry, Kevin Todd. Kevin Todd is the CEO and president of the sportsbrokers.com. And we're going to start talking to him every week on Thursday. Last year, he went 13-3 predicting Thursday night football. Who's he picking tonight? The Eagles or the Cowboys? We'll find out. I also want to ask Kevin about how they actually create the line, the point spread. And I think I know, but I'm not sure. I want to hear it from Kevin. But it's really interesting. Some of you may not know how they do that, and you're going to be interested to hear that. So we'll talk about that when we come back. All right, on the Scoot of the Year calendar, on this day in 1982, this was the number one song in the country. And this will always remind me of the earliest years of MTV. MTV went on the air in 1981, the next year, 82. This was a real popular song, and I will always remember this as one of the early videos I remember seeing when MTV actually played videos. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. Well, today on the Scoot on the Air calendar, we wish a happy birthday to Beyonce. Beyonce, 44 years old today. All right, this is a new feature on our show. Kevin Todd is the president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Their phone number is 888-320-5717. 888-320-5717.
And 517.
What? Oh, 517?
No, 888-320-7517.
Wait, I got somebody gave me the wrong number. Okay, it's 888-320-7517. 7517. Okay, I'm glad we corrected it live on the air. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Scoot, how are you, my man?
Look, I'm great. I've been excited all afternoon to talk to you because last year on Thursday Night Football, you went 13-3. That's pretty amazing.
Yep, and it was all documented right there on the website, 13-3. And let me tell you right now, everyone that's listening to your show right now, Scoot, we have one of the biggest games going on right here, biggest rivalry. We have Dallas at Philly. I'm going to give this selection to all your listeners absolutely free, Scoot. All they need to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's matchup, Dallas at Philly, absolutely free, because I want to earn the business of all your listeners before I even think about dime one. In fact, Scoot, I want to put money in their pocket first.
Look, that's awesome. And what I also love is that sportsbrokers.com turns outcomes into incomes.
That's correct. Anytime there's an outcome in any sporting event, it's an income in the pocket of every one of my clients. And let me tell you, folks, when it comes to sports wagering, you got to believe me, less games, more money. There's no reason to go out and bet 5 or 6 games on a Saturday or 5 or 6 games on a Sunday. Let's say you're betting $100 a game. Why not bet one game for $500? Win and quit. That's treating it like a business. Anything else is gambling, folks. All these places, they give you like the 25% boost or the 50% boost on parlays because they know it's hard enough to win one game, so they're letting you try to win two games. And the matter of fact, believe it or not, Scoot, the odds makers, they already know what the public's going to bet, believe it or not, because the public bets on how teams play the previous week. That's the public perception. They bet on teams that play good, and they play on teams that play bad. You can't do that, folks. They set the line on the public perception. That's why guys like me come in, we break these games down, and we find the best games possible for my clients each and every week. And like I said, folks, tonight's matchup is free on me. Free. It's costing you nothing. I'm putting money in your pocket first. All you have to do is dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
All right, Kevin, tell us in just a moment, tell us how the odds makers set the line, because this is going to be fascinating for a lot of people.
Well, like I said before, they set the line on the public perception. Let's take a look at some of these games last week. Everyone saw that, and then we'll start in college. Everyone saw that Alabama played really horrible as a 14-point favorite against FSU. So now everyone's going to say to themselves, well, Alabama's not that good. They're horrible, and the odds makers know that. So they're setting the line as a trap so everyone will go opposite of Alabama. And now they're going to inflate the line for FSU because everyone saw FSU play so well. They're now their top 14. in years. It's been a long time since they've broken the top 14. So now they're going to inflate that line. That's how they set the lines. It's on the public perception. Because let's face it, Scoot, Vegas wasn't built on winners, and every year there's a new hotel being built there.
Yeah. Kevin, are there certain teams in college and the NFL that are consistently better to bet on than other teams?
Well, let's not say there's better teams to bet on than others. Let's just say a lot of the odds makers know which teams are always being bet on, like the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Texas. Those are just three teams in college. In the NFL, they bet the Eagles. They bet Kansas City. They bet Baltimore. They bet Buffalo. They inflate the lines for the good teams. That's exactly what they do in the odds makers because they know the publics are going to bet them. Sometimes, if you remember a few years ago, didn't matter what the line was in Kansas City. The odds makers were just making it 1 or 2 points more each and every week, and Kansas City covered. They got destroyed on Kansas City a few years ago. But now they get adjusted. They're getting old. They were exposed last year in the Super Bowl. The easiest way to beat Kansas City now is if you could get a four-man rush on Patrick Mahomes, you can beat him. So, yes, it is set like that, and that's how the odds makers look at it.
All right, so, Kevin, you know, this is free tonight by calling 888-320-7517. It's a free bet tonight. You can get this free. But through the season, you're going to give people what you believe are going to be some really sure bets.
Well, I'm going to do best I can. I'm going to give you every single week I come in here. I'm just not going to come in here and sell myself. I'm going to give you a free play to your listeners each and every week, which is my own personal opinion, folks. It's not the games that I give out to my clients. You want a game tonight that I was 13-3 on Thursday night. You pick up the phone. You dial 888-320-7517, or you can go to my website. You could buy picks. You can opt in. You can read up about me. You can see who I am. It's called thesportsbrokers.com. You could go right to the website. Well, like I said, folks, tonight's play is going to be on me. So we're going to look at one game right here, Scoot, before I go.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm looking at the Buccaneers and the Falcons. This line opened up, Scoot, at 48. It's now down to 47, which I don't understand. I'm on all over the over 47 in this game. And I'll tell you why. Did you know that the NFC South, they have division games each year, and they play 12 games amongst each other. 11-1 to the over last year in 2024. Average score was 57.2 points per game combined for each one of those games. Not only that, the Buccaneers, when they play Atlanta, they're 9-1 to the over the last 9 years, averaging 56.4 points. And when Tampa plays in a dome, they're 9-5 the last 24 games to the over. I don't know why this game is at 47. I like the over a lot. Don't be surprised, Scoot, if this game is like in the 30s at halftime, and before the third quarter is over, it's already over the 47.
Wow, I'm so proud to have you. It's going to be fun to talk to you every week here, every Thursday. Kevin Todd, President and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, and they're turning outcomes into income. So it's a chance to make some money. No guarantees, but it's a chance to make some money. And the number, and this again, this is for the game tonight between the Eagles and the Cowboys. You know, we hate the Cowboys here. All right, the number is 888-320-7517.
That is correct, Scoot. Listen, I want to thank you so much for having me on your air each and every week for Thursday. I'm going to make all your listeners a lot of money. And like I said, folks, tonight I want to earn your business. Take advantage of the situation where I'm going to put money in your pocket first. Nobody in my industry does that. They want to tell you what they can do for you before they can prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you, and then you're going to be a client of mine. That's 888-320-7517. Go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com, and sign up, or you can opt in, and a broker will call you back. And don't forget, folks, over Buccaneers Falcons 47 is my personal free play to you.
All right, Kevin, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to the website, signing up, and I'm going to get the free pick tonight.
Scoot, you're the man.
All right, Kevin, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All right, next Thursday we'll talk to Kevin Todd with thesportsbrokers.com. So let me give you the number again. 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. All right, take advantage of that free break, free pick tonight. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1959, there were a number of stabbing deaths. Two teenagers were stabbed by a 17-year-old, and there were other similar incidents in New York City. WCBS Radio in New York City They were playing music at the time. It's a news talk station now, but they were playing music in 1959 because there was really only AM radio was popular back then. So that was a big music station, WCBS. So because of those stabbings, they decided to ban this song by Bobby Darin. The rendition of the song ended up winning two Grammy Awards, Record of the Year, Best New Artist of the Year, and it was inducted into the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress in 2016, just a classic song, Mac the Knife. So this business about censoring something is not new, because this is 1959. There were some stabbing deaths of two teenagers and other violence in New York City involving knives, and so they decided to ban the song Mac the Knife, like that was going to stop the knife stabbings. I'm Scoot, and we're going to come back with some of your text messages on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2002, Kelly Clarkson became the first winner of American Idol. And now she has her own talk show. Ironically, the singer ends up with a talk show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. John Rich is a country artist, and he's talking about how Hollywood is supporting Donald Trump, and it proves that the woke monster is dying. This was an article from Fox News. And he says, I think a lot of people in Hollywood, even though they're leftist in a big way, they also felt the censorship machine coming after them. If you look at comedy, for instance, I've been I've got some huge, huge comedian friends that are like one guy in particular. It was Bernie Sanders, a Bernie Sanders supporter. And he said, I'm way left, and I'm afraid to say certain things on stage. This was during the Biden administration, you know, for fear of being canceled. And he said, you know, that ain't no way to live. I mean, that's not America. And I love that phrase, that's not America, because no, that's not America. And Rich said that this comedian ultimately told him that he planned on voting for President Trump because he was afraid of censorship. But the irony is, now there's a whole new set of principles when it comes to censorship. And Rich goes on to say, so I think the monster began to eat itself. The woke monster, the censorship monster began to eat itself. You know, that aspect of being woke under Biden was a problem. But don't underestimate what a problem it is under Trump. Even though the criteria are maybe the opposite, there is still the threat of censorship today. Look at Stephen Colbert. I know, you know, you might still buy into the idea that it was only money, but I don't think it was only money. And there are a lot of people, a lot of experts who are questioning whether or not Stephen Colbert really lost $40 million a year. That was something that made it easy for them to cancel Stephen Colbert, because it really was a gesture, in my opinion, to President Trump before the deal of the big merger involving Paramount, the company that owns CBS. So there was a fear of censorship and being canceled, cancel culture during Biden. And now there's another fear of cancel culture, but it's just different. And it's sad that it's the same. It's the same kind of thing. It's going on. And this idea of censoring ideas that you disagree with is not American. This is not the America I grew up in. It's not the America we should tolerate, because we should be free to express our ideas. We should be free to express our opinions. And for the most part, we are. But there's a growing threat that you're no longer free to express your opinions. And that's all it is. It's just an opinion. And as hardcore as your beliefs are, it's just your opinion. It's just your view of how you perceive this country and how it should be and where it should go. Whichever side you're on, it's just your perception. It's your opinion of what you think about putting the facts together and thinking about this country. And everybody's entitled to those opinions. Everybody is entitled to those opinions. All right. I don't want this to be a spoiler. It's still really funny. But I saw the newest episode of South Park last night. And you know, there are reviews everywhere. So, I mean, if you want to turn the show off for the next 60 seconds or so, you can do that. It doesn't really spoil anything. It's funny stuff. Butters is dealing with unfair tariffs. He's trying to buy some, it's the Labubu dolls. The Labubu dolls are being seen as demonic, and so some people are getting ripped off with the Labubu dolls. And then there's this like demonic thing. There was a whole mockery of Fox and Friends discussing if Trump is having intimate relations with Satan. And Trump was traveling with Satan. Trump got off the plane and Satan followed him off the plane. And the question was, what Fox News really wants to know is, are you, you know, Satan? And Satan says, no, we're just hanging out. That's all we're doing. And Fox and Friends got into a big discussion about whether or not Trump and Satan were having intimate relations. And Sean Hannity confirmed the rumors that, yes, they are actually doing it. And Kid Rock said he was so happy, and the people on Fox and Friends were so happy that Trump was having intimate relations with Satan. So, again, I think it's pretty funny stuff, but, you know, that's my opinion. I like good comedy. I don't care who the target is. I think it's funny stuff. And South Park is so successful that I'm not sure President Trump can do anything about South Park. Now, Stephen Colbert was successful, but not as successful as South Park is. And CBS was willing to cancel the number one rated late night broadcast talk show. Stephen Colbert was the leader. He beat Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel. And by a wide margin. But again, CBS had this bigger merger that they were worried about, so they felt like they needed to cancel Colbert. And it hasn't been official, but it does seem like that was a gesture to the Trump administration. Because Stephen Colbert every night bashed President Trump. But, you know, that's what comedians do. They bash the president. Every president has been bashed from the beginning of the media. You know, it's just whoever the president is, that president is a target. Now, President Trump is a very ripe target for comedians because, well, he has so many interesting things that he says and does. Donald Trump is a big personality, and he does some wild things that other presidents have not done. So he's really provided a lot of material for comedians, and I think that's really the reason that he is mocked more than other presidents. But every president has been made fun of. I mean, Ronald Reagan, all of them have been the target of jokes. But now it just seems to be really sensitive because President Trump is a very, very sensitive human being and just can't stand you know, jokes or negative comments about him. All right, we're going to be back to wrap up the show on WWL. Great show today. I love spending the afternoon with you. Thank you for being with us. And again, short week because of the holiday weekend. And tomorrow is already Free for All Friday. And the Saints open the season this weekend. But football starts tonight with Thursday Night Football. And this is going to be fun. Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller for the weekend kickoff. They're going to be live from the Treasure Chest Casino. You'll find the guys in the game bar and grill there. Just go in the bar and grill there. You'll find Mike and Steve there. And it's a great place to hang out. And they'll give you some picks through the show. And they'll talk about the upcoming Saints game. And it's the beginning of the NFL season tonight. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles host the Dallas Cowboys. Can't wait for that game. And again, get the free pick. If you need more information, go to thesportsbroker.com, and they're going to give you a free pick on that game tonight. A third grade teacher is hosting a mock NFL draft for her students. Is that a good idea? We'll talk about that tomorrow. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Core DP, and I thank you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.